In an indictment last October, the Justice Department alleged Russian and Italian nationals stole trade secrets from GE Aviation. The arrest came just 1 year after a Chinese official was picked up for stealing intellectual property from the company. GE is not alone. With such losses as high as $600 billion a year, the University of Dayton Law School and the Air Force Research Lab have joined forces to teach scientists how to protect their intellectual property. UD's Paul Schlottman says it's taught in pretty basic terms.
The government here has good policies with regards to intellectual property, good procedures, but a lot of folks interpret these issues as complicated.
Schlottman says the government has tried to protect intellectual property before, but at a higher level, and sometimes there's a disconnect between the upper ranks and where the work is actually being accomplished. Those stealing the information are sophisticated, says Air Force Research Lab attorney Saber Tome.
These adversaries use talent recruitment initiatives to entice researchers and oftentimes prominent researchers in the United States to through monetary awards.
China usually comes up as a repeat offender, and the Defense Department has been targeted. This new 5-hour virtual training, Schlottman says, was developed for new hires at the Air Force Research Lab, can be used by other governmental agencies and the commercial industry.
You know, what are the implications of revealing it too soon, or talking about it, or disclosing it publicly before it's been been captured and protected?
The program goes through the unique invention disclosure patent application process, explaining what forms you would use, who you talk to before sharing your information, when you should disclose, the timeline, and information on presenting your idea to a patent attorney.
So we give scientists and engineers the basics to be equipped to be knowledgeable enough to know how, if, and when they have a potential invention, and or if when to engage with the technology transfer office for potential collaborations and commercialization opportunities.
The beta tests for the course have been overwhelmingly positive. Some included commercial companies, and even contractors are interested. Schlottman says they went out of their way to find world-class experts.
And we took a great deal of effort to try to, identify the specific knowledge and information that a scientist or an engineer or someone that needed a foundational understanding of intellectual property, what they needed.
Schlottman and Tome plan to launch the virtual training by the end of the month. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.